Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 4th of May, 2015. The title, How to Innovate. Recently, a famous organization in our industry held a 100th anniversary celebration. That's probably right and good that they did so. I did not attend the full affair, only the trade show portion. In fact, I have not belonged to this organization for a long time, for I feel their view is a bit more in the rearview mirror than through the windshield. If I wanted to find the most innovative ideas today, I think I would go to a kindergarten or primary school classroom, hold up a piece of paper, and ask the children there how they would make it. I suspect if one spent 2 or 3 hours with them, one could come away with at least one, perhaps two, ideas that would be breakthroughs and commercially developable. If one was honest, one would put said children's names on the patents and let them pay for their college education via the royalties. The advantage these children have over us older folks is they don't know what can't be done. Take a group of 40 to 50-year-old papermakers and put them in a room. Ask them to come up with new ways to make paper. If someone dares raise their hand and proffer a suggestion, it will be batted down by the rest of the crowd before they can complete 3 sentences. Experience and legacy investments prevent innovation. This industry is certainly loaded with both. There are ways around both of these barriers to moving forward, but rare is the company willing to take the risk. Would you want to be on the board of directors of a company whose efforts at innovations obsolesce most or all of your installed manufacturing base? I didn't think so.
Now let's pause a moment for this commercial message, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called Simultweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Surely. We have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And we're back.
So the first thing one must realize is that innovation involves risk. Most people think these risks are merely the cost of R&D that does not develop anything. I think not. I think the unspoken risk is the danger of being so innovative that your entire asset base is rendered useless. This happened to warships in 1862. In late 1861, the Confederate Navy slapped some iron plates on a wooden hulk of an old ship, creating the first ironclad. The United States responded with a totally iron design by John Ericsson. When these two ships, the Merrimack and the Monitor, respectively, met in March of 1862, every other naval ship in the world was instantly rendered obsolete, for they were all wood. The danger, of course, of not innovating is that someone else will and will hence render you obsolete, all the while holding the patents to prevent you from doing anything about it. Lucky, perhaps, for our industry, no one has done that recently, although Procter & Gamble had a good run at it in tissue in the 1970s. What others did do, however, was determine in the case where paper was used to transmit ideas and information that the medium was not the message, sorry, Marshall McLuhan, and just skip this step, moving the transmission of information to invisible ones and zeros delivered via first wires or fiber optics, and now through the air. Our industry has not fully recovered from this flanking maneuver yet. So how do we innovate when resistance abounds everywhere? Dr. Pete Ludovus, a chemical engineer and director of Center for Academic Enrichment at Georgia Institute of Technology, may hold the keys to some of the answers. Pete is not only a chemical engineering academician, he is a stand-up comic. Innovation is closely related to comic improvisation. Watch the late-night comics on television. They have one simple formula, and once you figure it out, or if you read further than this sentence and let me tell you, you will stop watching them. That formula is this: scour the news of the day, link two disparate stories, and make a joke out of the link. That is all they do, joke after joke, night after night. Simple. I try to do the same thing here, especially in the Light Green Machine Institute. A little over a year ago, I came up with the idea of a vertical paper machine, a tissue machine, tucked into a high-rise apartment building in a metropolitan area. When I published this, comments came in from literally all over the world. I am still working on this idea, by the way, but for the purposes of this column, the question is, how did I arrive at it? Again, it was simple. All I did was sit around thinking about paper machines. I do that a lot. That particular day, I was pondering the question, what is a noticeable attribute of a paper machine? One obvious answer was that they are very horizontal. Next step, what if we make a paper machine vertical? The rest of the idea then follows naturally. 1. Where do we have vertical structures? Answer, big cities. 2. What kind of paper do they need? Answer, sanitary grades. 3. Where can we get the raw materials? Answer, from the offices that surround them. That is all there is to it, and is exactly the same process involved in improvisational comic acts. As an industry, we continue to struggle with naysayers. After all, that is our legacy. However, I, Jim Thompson, now in my seventh decade, am determined to not be one of them. We will give you a break on the quiz this week. Take the time to ponder how you can do something different and better using the ideas put forth in this column. How can we promote safety in a better way? Think about that for a while. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.